Kentucky Congressman Brett Guthrie says the negative rhetoric about immigration needs to stop on both sides of the aisle. The congressman sees it as an impediment to diversifying the Republican Party. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. Guthrie's district includes Bowling Green, which is one of the largest refugee resettlement areas in the nation. He says that's been a big advantage for the community. The congressman pointed out that the Democratic Party is a lot more diverse than the GOP, and the rhetoric around immigration isn't helping his party attract people of color.
And I always said this to my fellow Republicans. I really believe this. If people come here hoping for a better life so they can work hard and invest in their children's future, and we can't sell our philosophy to them, then we need to rethink what we're doing.
Guthrie says his party has to reach out to everybody if they want to be the party of the future.
And so I think we offer the future, but if you look at the Congress, if you're sitting in the speaker chair and you look out, you look to the, it's actually to the left of the speaker, but to the right from the way the speaker views, and you see the Democratic Party, it is a lot more diverse than our party.
According to the Pew Research Center, 90% of racial and ethnic non-white members in Congress are Democrats. While the congressman was in Bowling Green, he also talked about ongoing tensions with Iran. Guthrie says the president showed restraint after Iran shot down an American drone last month. Iran claims the drone had entered Iranian airspace, which the United States denies. Guthrie says this administration understands that Iran is working against the U.S.
They're still in Yemen. They're still in Syria. They're allied or they're working with the Russians. So Iran's not our friend. I think the previous administration thought we could be friendly to them. They're going to be good world players. That's not the case.
Guthrie says Trump isn't going to coddle Iran like he says the previous administration tried to do.
We need to be ready. We need to make sure, but we need to do it through diplomacy. But we need to be ready in case they strike.
President Trump said yesterday that the U.S. took down a drone belonging to Iran's military using electronic measures. Iran disputes this claim, saying all of its drones are accounted for and suggesting the U.S. might have accidentally shot down one of its own unmanned aircraft.